Christmas seals, it's the Jack Smith Show, starring Jack Smith and Margaret Whiting with Frank Duvall and his orchestra. Let's imagine it's already Christmas, the happiest season of the year. And here to make it musically merry are Jack, Margaret, and Frank Duvall.
Well, Merry Christmas, friends. Merry Christmas, Maggie.
Same to you, Jack. Merry Christmas, Frank.
I got up with a headache, got a fender ripped off on the way to the studio, my wife got a new fur coat, and I got the bill, and you say Merry Christmas.
Oh, cheer up, Frank. This is Christmas.
Our happy, happy holiday.
Happy holiday. Happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday, happy holiday. May the calendar keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Say, Maggie, you made a record a few years ago of a song which wasn't meant to be a Yuletide song, but which to me is as Christmassy as plum pudding and Papa Noel. Moonlight in Vermont. You still remember it?
I do, Jack. And I think most everyone who's seen the snow-white beauty of Christmas in Vermont, with the moon touching the fir trees with silver, will remember this song, too. Penny!
Telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized.
Lovely day today, isn't it, Jack? And especially for the children. At long last, St. Nicholas has answered their Christmas letters.
Oh, that's right, Maggie. Little boys are galloping around the house shooting their six guns, and little girls are tenderly caring for their new dolls.
My brother got a new doll for Christmas.
Frank, your brother is 47 years old.
Yeah, but this new doll is only 23.
That'll do, Frank. Friends, as we were saying, it's a lovely day today. So whatever you've got to do, you got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two. For I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today. And whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day. I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely way of saying it's a lovely day for staying. It's a lovely day. Christmas on Park Avenue. An elevator speeds to the 18th floor apartment of a beautiful Broadway baby. Delivery boy knocks on door. Broadway baby sleepily answers.
Yes?
Package for you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Broadway baby opens package and wakes up.
Wow, a mink coat.
Broadway baby sings.
I am loved. I am loved by the one I love in every way. I am loved, absolutely loved. What a wonderful thing to be able to say. I'm adored, I'm adored by the one who first led my heart astray. I'm adored, absolutely adored. What a wonderful thing to be able to say. So ring out the bells and let the trumpets blow and beat on the drums, for now I know. What a wonderful thing, what a glorious thing, what a beautiful thing to be able to say.
In Ireland.
Good morning to you, Mr. Fogarty, and I'll be inquiring after the health and disposition of your good wife.
Begorra and bejavers, Miss O'Whiting. The good woman's been locked in the kitchen for 2 days. And 'tis a blissful 2 days they've been, I might add.
'Tis good news that she's confined herself to the kitchen, Mr. Fogarty, for all of Ireland's awaiting for Mrs. Fogarty's Christmas cake. I should eat a slice of this stuff. Might help my Irish dialect.
One day as I sat at me window, the letterman came unto me. He brought a gilt-edged invitation, saying, won't you come over to tea? Now I knew that the Fogarty sent it, so I went just for old friendship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake. There was plums and prunes and cherries, there was citron and raisins and cinnamon. Two, there was nutmegs, cloves, and berries. Sure, the top crust was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance. Sure, 'twould build up a fine stomach ache. Oh, 'twould kill a man twice after eating one slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Fogarty, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and blinking away, till she fell over Flanagan's brogan and spilt the whole brewing of tea. Why, Jack, she says, you're not eating. Try a little bit more for me, say. Oh, no thanks, Mrs. Fogarty, says I, but I'd like the receipt of that cake. Well, there's plums and prunes and cherries. There was citron and raisins and cinnamon, too. There was nutmegs, cloves, and berries. Sure, the top crust was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance. Sure, 'twould build up a fine stomach ache. Oh, 'twould kill a man twice after eating one slice of Miss Fogarty's big mistake, Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Christmas, our most significant day in this, our beloved country. As we enjoy with our loved ones this treasured holiday, may we thank the Almighty for the blessings which our country has bestowed upon us. This country, which is our house, our home of liberty. And when we think of our many blessings, let's not forget the blessing of good health. It's one of the most desirable things of life. And at this Christmas season of the year, we are given an opportunity to help preserve it for ourselves and our fellow Americans by buying Christmas seals. The money we spend for Christmas seals helps fight tuberculosis, the common enemy of all of us. That money has helped save lives for the past 44 years, lives which would have been sacrificed to this terrible disease. So, for an extra blessing on your home and the loved ones who live in it, on the homes of every one of us, buy Christmas seals.
Bless this house, O Lord, we pray.
Make it safe by night and day.
Bless these walls so firm and stout,
keeping want and trouble out.
Bless the roof and chimneys tall. Let thy peace lie over all. Bless this door that it may prove ever open to joy and love. Bless us all that we may be fit, O Lord, to dwell. Bless us all that one day we may dwell, O Lord, with thee.
I'd like to add just a word to what Jack said a few minutes ago. You know, tuberculosis can happen to any one of us, but it doesn't have to happen. We do something to increase the odds against its happening to thousands of us when we buy Christmas seals. You'll have a happier holiday this year in the knowledge that you've done your part in the year-round fight against this terrible disease if you buy Christmas seals.
Happy holiday! Happy holiday! While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday, happy holiday. May the calendar keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
And now, before we say goodbye, just a reminder that the really goodbye is Christmas seals. Yes, those little symbols of goodwill toward our fellow men are a bit of insurance on the good health of ourselves and our loved ones, too, against tuberculosis. We back up our wishes for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year for everyone when we buy Christmas seals.
The cooperation of the American Federation of Radio Artists and the American Federation of Musicians in making this show possible is gratefully acknowledged.